Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Abel.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP.
All right.
Welcome to Live on KEXP. I'm your host, Troy Nelson. On the show this time, experimental noise meets classic rock that really rocks of the legendary Deerhoof. Deerhoof has existed in its current incarnation since 2008, a four-piece with Greg Saunier on drums, Satomi Matsuzaki on most vocals and bass, John Dietrich and Ed Rodriguez on guitars. Every member can and does sing and also write. The original version of the band started in 1994 in San Francisco. They are beloved by fans and fellow musicians alike. They are a prototypical DIY band. They are original, playful, thoughtful, and political. They should be in the dictionary under the word band. Their latest album, Miracle Level, is available on Joyful Noise Recordings. As the label notes on their website, it's the band's 19th album and the first to be produced, recorded, and mixed entirely in a recording studio. All of the songs are in Japanese.
これから話すもの語り愛と奇跡歌うディファ
KEXP's DJ Larry Mizell Jr. asked the band about the latest record.
It's a bit of an album of firsts. You've done tracks with lyrics in Japanese before, of course, but this album totally in, and also recorded in a studio, I believe, for the first time.
Finishing one in the studio.
Okay, there you go.
We've started several in studios and been like, you know what? The 3 days that we've allotted to spend here just really don't quite measure up to the 12 months that we're planning on spending getting it. Just, you know, perfect.
Understood.
For you, for the radio, really.
You right know, on.
I mean, that's the pressure that we constantly feel. 19 albums in, mm-hmm. You know, it's just the feeling that that if it fails to sound pretty over the radio, then we will be giving all your money back. You know?
That's a good policy. That's the Deerhoof difference. It sounds great on the radio. We've been playing
thank
it a
you,
bunch. I'm curious kind of what prompted these firsts for this particular album.
I mean, the obviously any suggestion that the album be sung entirely in Japanese required the consent of the only person in the band fluent in that language. So I feel that it's possible that Satomi might be able to give a better
more nuanced
kind of
Japanese language lesson for
everyone.
Lesson
right now. But I think we felt that a general a trend in popular music towards multipolarity and a realization that if we do not pretty much immediately marginalize the Anglophone world that the entire planet is about to go down the toilet. So we thought, yeah, let's marginalize the English language where it belongs.
Ed spoke a bit about how they work after all this time together.
I think a big part of it is that everybody, we're just trying to stay happy while we're doing this. Mm. And like, so it's like a constant reevaluation and constant, like we talk for months before we start writing the next album. And it's like sharing like what we've been through the past year and like what have we been doing that everybody likes? What do we see that people are responding to? What do we wish there was more of? What music are we hearing at the moment and that excites us? And because, you know, it's because there is no goal, like there is no goal for what we're doing. It's just a continual process where we're continually just trying to become better people and trying to like learn and try and do everything. So it's just like, it's almost like the band is a byproduct of us just trying to be a good like improve as people and learn about ourselves and things. And everyone is really listens to each other. And that's, it's a lot of work, but it's absolutely worth it, you know.
You can feel that the band plays off of each other, and whatever they've just read, or the movie they just watched, or the random experiences of the day. They enjoy other artists in all genres, from comic books to claymation, and are capable of truly inspired covers of other people's music, too. For this performance, the band played two songs from Miracle Level and two from 2021's album Actually You Can. Here's Deerhoof, live on KEXP. You just heard Deerhoof with the songs My Lovely Cat and Scarcity is Manufactured.
Live on KEXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Deerhoof.
Thank you.
That was our live session with Deerhoof. You heard the songs Plant Thief and Momentary Art of Soul. We'd like to thank the band for stopping by. Shout out to our partner station, WMSE 91.7 at the Milwaukee School of Engineering in, you guessed it, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. If you enjoy Live on KEXP, also check out our KEXP Runcast with DJ John Richards. Get moving. We got your soundtrack covered. Search for KEXP wherever you listen to podcasts. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You'll find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. This show is produced by Julian Martlew and curated with support from Jackson Long and Isabel Khalili. I'm Troy Nelson. We'll see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.